like it, Daddy.
Huh?
Guy Fawkes, he doesn't like it.
Stay back, Zoe. Back. Now. Anyway, it was then that I first noticed it was missing. I said, have you checked down the back of the sofa? He's always losing things down the back of the sofa, aren't you, dear?
Afraid so.
Oh, keys, small change, sweeties, especially his glasses.
Glasses.
Blooming things. I said, why did you get a chain, wear them round your neck? He says, what, like Larry
Grayson. So did you find it eventually, your lottery ticket?
Well, yes, thank goodness we caught the coach on time after all. We managed to see St. Paul's, the Tower, but they weren't letting anyone into Parliament. Some big debate going on.
John.
Sorry, you're busy.
No, they were just leaving.
Oh, were we?
Yes.
No, have you got a case?
No, not a case, no. Go,
yeah, well, we're here on Saturday,
yes,
remember?
Yes, great, wonderful. Just get out.
Well, give us
very
a
nice,
ring.
Yes, good, get out.
I can't tell you how glad we are, Sherlock. All that time, people thinking the worst of you. We're just so pleased it's all over.
Ring up more often, won't you?
She worries.
Promise.
Promise. Oh, for God. Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. Clients?
Just my parents.
Your parents?
In town for a few days.
Your parents?
Micro promised to take them to a matinee of Les Mis, trying to talk me into doing it.
Those were your parents?
Yes.
Well, that is not what I...
What?
I mean, they're just so ordinary.
It's a cross I have to bear.
Did they know too?
Hmm?
That you spent the last 2 years playing hide and seek?
Maybe.
Ah, so that's why they weren't at the funeral.
Sorry again.
Yeah.
Sorry. So you shaved it off then?
Yeah. Wasn't working for me.
Yeah, I'm glad.
We didn't like it?
I prefer my doctor's clean shaven.
It's not a sentence you hear every day.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, not bad. Bit smoked.
Right.
Last night... Who did that? And why did they target me?
I don't know.
Is it someone trying to get to you through me? Is it something to do with this terrorist thing you talked about?
I don't know. I can't see the pattern. It's too nebulous. Why would an agent give his life to tell us something incredibly insignificant? That's what's strange.
Give his life?
According to Mycroft. There's an underground network planning an attack on London. That's all we know. These are my rats, John.
Rats?
By markers, agents, lowlifes, people who might find themselves arrested or their diplomatic immunity suddenly rescinded. If one of them starts acting suspiciously, we know something's up. Five of them are behaving perfectly normally, but the sixth...
I know him, don't I?
Lord Moran, peer of the realm, minister for overseas development, pillar of the establishment.
Yes.
He's been working for North Korea since 1996.
What?
He's the big rat, rat number one. He's just done something very suspicious indeed.
Yeah, that's odd.
There's nowhere he could have got off.
Not according to the maps.
There's something I'm missing, something staring me in the face.
Any idea who they are, this underground network? Intelligence must have a list of the most obvious ones.
Our rat's just come out of his den.
Al-Qaeda? The IRA have been getting restless again. Maybe they're going to make an appearance.
Yes, yes, yes! I've been an idiot, a blind idiot!
What?
Oh, that's good. That could be brilliant.
What are you all about?
Of course, intelligence are not nebulous at all. It's specific, incredibly specific.
What